Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
He's the co-owner of Donut Dudes. And Cater, it's just hard to believe that you and your brother, one a doctor and one a lawyer, thought that, you know, you needed a side hustle to make donuts. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. And so this brought you to Lollapalooza, and that's got to be, well, you're going to be busy for about the next week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we usually prep about a week, week and a half before Lollapalooza. It's actually a really amazing event. You get about 100,000 festival goers every single day. I think last year was their biggest one. It was like 120-some thousand, I think is what they estimated. So you're on your feet all day. It's a very long day, but it's definitely a fruitful day.
Well, you're probably used to that because you're an emergency physician at Northwestern and Palos Health in Palos Heights. So I would imagine your days are long and busy as it is. And then your brother is a lawyer. What's his specialty in law?
So he does more like civil cases. So he does a lot of, like, you know, contracts. He does a lot of, like, business, you know, agreements, contracts, leases, civil litigation in general.
And how many donut places do you have now?
So right now we technically have two. We have a third one that's only open during the school year because it's in Moraine Valley Community College. We're working on a third one, and then we also have a few leases, hopefully, that are going to come up very soon with CTAs. So hopefully you'll see us at a couple of the CTA locations very soon, too.
And it really is your childhood where you developed a love or an appreciation for donuts?
Yeah, so I remember when we were younger, and, you know, like in Islam, you have five prayers. So the morning prayer is always the hardest one, especially for, like, you know, kids and younger people. So when I was, like, around 8 years old, 9 years old, my dad would always want us to go with him. But, you know, it was a little hard for us to get up. So the motivation was, okay, if you get up and you go to prayer, we'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts on the way home. There was one on the way home. So we'd always swing by to Dunkin' Donuts after we finished prayer, and we'd grab a dozen, bring it home for all of our siblings. So, you know, we used wonderful. To make it work.
That's wonderful. So your dad got you up for prayer at 3 a.m, and the reward was a donut. Well, there's greater rewards in it, but, you know, when you're a kid, the donut seems to be pretty special. And tell everybody about the donuts you create today that Donut Dudes create.
Yeah, so we have actually, we try to specialize in, like, gourmet donuts. You know, we have, like, the regular ones with just, like, the plain chocolate frosted or vanilla frosted, but we try doing something different. So, like, we have, like, our Oreo crumble, our strawberry crumble, where we kind of play around with different toppings and ingredients. And then we were the first ones in the Midwest to also do this donut ice cream sandwich. A lot of people call it smashed donuts. We call it a frostbite. So basically, we cut a donut in half, we put a scoop of ice cream, and then we hot press it. So I'll heat up the outside, and I'll keep the inside nice and cold. That's the one that we serve at Lollapalooza, so that's the one that actually moves the most over there. We also do, like, donut sundaes, so we heat up the donut, put a scoop of ice cream on top of it, and now we're experimenting with different things like turkey sandwich donuts and stuff, which people might think is kind of weird, but, you know, everyone thought that the fried chicken donut was weird until everyone got addicted to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's very good stuff, and I honestly, we're going to start debuting it as soon as we finish Lollapalooza, so it's going to be on Monday after Lollapalooza. We're going to be debuting it in our stores, and, you know, we're hoping everyone will come in and try it out.
You're going to be debuting a turkey. Is it turkey?
Yeah, so it's our hot-pressed turkey cheese donut. So what we do is we cut the donut in half. We put, you know, some high-quality turkey, some cheddar cheese, and then we put a bunch of different random toppings. Just kind of depends on what you like. You know, we try to keep the jardiniere with the Chicago style. So we put, like, the hot peppers jardiniere, the chipotle mayo on it, and then we hot press it. So we'll heat up the whole donut. It's very good. It's honestly not what you think. Like, it's not. Yeah.
I love it. Can you get a trademark on these creations that you're making that somebody doesn't else, you know, take? Well, your brother's a lawyer. You need to protect.
I was about to say, I need to consult my lawyer on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. How many donuts do you think you'll sell at Lollapalooza?
Lollapalooza, we serve about, I want to say, we'd probably sell close to like 5,000 donuts, honestly.
Wow, that's
at
amazing.
Lollapalooza, yeah. Yeah, it's a very busy event, and we've been doing this. So we actually started doing Lollapalooza before we opened up our first store. So like the way that we kind of started was we were during COVID time when they sent me home from like med school because my base was in New York, and they kind of just said, all right, you know, these last 6 months, everyone just go home and it's going to be online. So when they sent us home, we were just kind of experimenting and playing around with different donuts. And then when we got into, you know, giving it to all of our friends and family, one of our friend's cousins said, hey, I think these would go really good at one of these cafes. And she knew the owner of the cafe. So when she connected us with them, you know, they tried it out and it went really well. So we started carrying at a bunch of different coffee shops. And then we're like, hey, you know, Lollapalooza is coming up. Let's try it out. And we had a lot of success, great feedback at that time. And we're like, you know what, let's just do it. Let's open up a shop. You know, it's been pretty good afterwards.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's really nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us, and have fun at Lala next week.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
That's Kader Zidan. He is the co-owner of Donut Dudes. He's an emergency physician in Palos Heights for Northwestern, and his brother's a lawyer, and they're out there selling donuts at Lollapalooza. What a great story.